Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting 8th. The catcher, Johnny Bucca. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Madison. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Madison. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hitchcock moves to third. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Baker moves to second. Ray Herbert now pitching. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur takes first base on ball four. Stevens scores. Baker moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Gurnett scores. Wilbur moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilbur moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. Bill White now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Del Singh. Wilbur scores. Lepsio scores. One out. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Umflett moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Bucca and he is out, Pretty applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Lund now playing center field. Bob Niemann now playing right field. Frank Carswell now playing left field. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bucca. Umflett moves to third. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Umflett scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Parnell moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Parnell, and towards Lepsio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wilbur hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Carswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carswell takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Carswell moves to second. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca is 0-for-1 in the game. Bucca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Bucca reaches second base with a double. Carswell scores. Pretty moves to third. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Matt Batts pinch hits for Bill White. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball towards center. Umflett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Umflett. Pretty scores. Bucca scores. Hitchcock moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-2 in the game. Keane hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Marlowe now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 2 in the game. Lund hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Carswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carswell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carswell hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Parnell hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Marlowe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bucca takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend pinch hits for Dick Marlowe. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Friend reaches second base with a double. Bucca moves to third. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bucca scores. Friend moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock strikes out. 2 outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 3 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Keane reaches second base with a double. Friend scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 3 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Keane moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Carswell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy White pinch hits for Dale Wilbur. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lund. White reaches second base with a double. There goes Baker trying to get to home. Lund throws the ball in to Keene, who relays the ball to Bucca, who tags Baker, who came all the way from first, for the out. 2 outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Lepsio moves to second. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Carswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carswell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Johnny Bucca. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Kinder covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.